Windsor, Massachusetts, is a town of less than 900 people. It sits more than 2,000 feet above sea level on the eastern edge of Berkshire County. Just east of Pittsfield, it has more panoramic views of idyllic New England woods than cell phone reception or broadband internet access. WAMC checked in with its top elected leader, Select Board Chair Kim Tobin, about what issues the town faces and what projects it's working on. Tobin, who served in the position for 3 years, says Windsor is hard at work at accomplishing one of its major infrastructure goals.
Some of the projects we have in place are infrastructure, so we're really excited about the broadband project that we have going on. We expect that the town should be fully broadband connected by the end of 2019, so there's a lot of work going on there, and it's wonderful. Cell phones are kind of sketchy up here, as you just noticed when you call my cell phone. Some of our landlines have been really tricky because they're not being upgraded. So for us, broadband is an important part of living in a rural community, and we're grateful to the state for the support that we get on that project.
Who has Windsor worked with to help ensure that broadband makes it up there?
So one of our other select board members, Doug McNally, has been a really key person in this initiative. And we've been working very closely with Westfield Gas and Electric. They've been putting broadband in Western Mass, and they were able to help us with the project in our own community and several others. We're working with a group of five towns with Westfield Gas and Electric to help kind of the economy of scale.
And looking outside of broadband, what kind of conversations are happening in Windsor? As I understand it, you recently had a special town meeting to discuss a bevy of different things that the town is looking at.
Yeah. So in addition to broadband, some of the other really great work we have going on, some of our roads are in desperate need of attention. And with that, because we're in this really beautiful area with wonderful streams and wetlands, we have to pay particular attention to any kind of repaving projects we have that are on waterways. So one of the things we discussed at the town meeting was we recently received a grant for culvert replacement on one of our roads, and we're trying to time that grant with hopefully some sort of funding for helping us to repave this one stretch of road that's a kind of an important thoroughfare between, I'm going to call it kind of mid-county and north county. So,
working on projects like infrastructure as far as broadband and transportation, what regional allies or friends do you have when you work that out with other communities?
Oh, yes. This is a really, really good question. So there's several. So with broadband, just because of our proximity and we're on the edge of Berkshire in Hampshire County, we have a working relationship with Plainfield and Cummington, and I'm going to forget the other two, Ashfield, and there's one other one that we work with on broadband just because of the proximity, and we have to have some kind of adjacency conversations with those. But when we're talking about things like transportation, we're working with a lot of the Berkshire County organizations, predominantly the Berkshire Regional Planning Commission. They've been doing really wonderful work, and I think we are tapped into some of that work related to transportation, and they have a new aging in place initiative. This is another thing our town is working on. How do you age in place in a rural community? And they are also having those same conversations, so we're able to kind of connect in that way.
So you mentioned a moment ago that Windsor is a rural community.
Yes.
What makes up the economic core of the town?
Really, it's just tax base, homeowner tax base. That's really it. We don't have a business tax, except when we recently passed our marijuana legislation. That would allow us to collect different taxes from marijuana establishments. We do have two, we have a gas station in town, but that isn't taxed at a business rate. So we really are relying solely on property taxes.
A common narrative about Berkshire County is one of a declining population. Mm-hmm. Has Windsor's population stayed level, risen, fallen over the last few years?
I think it's pretty stable. If anything, it may have risen slightly. There are a few new home constructions, nothing major. It's a small town. It's less than 900 residents. So relatively small and not moving much in either direction.
Looking into the future, what kinds of things are on your agenda looking at the town in the coming months?
Yep. So for us, the aging in place is actually a really important initiative. We have a lot of, one thing you mentioned about our population, whether it's increasing or decreasing, we are seeing younger people move into the community, which is really wonderful. But we also have a significant percentage of the population that is over the age of 60. And so the question is, how do you ensure that they have the resources they need if they choose to stay in their homes?